Okay, and how about you, Spike? What was your answer?
I said mini ratings.
Mini ratings.
You know what?
Yeah.
Spike, you are 3 for 3.
How about you, Buzz?
I said mini diaper.
Mini diaper. Oh, no matches there.
Diaper.
Obviously, people that pronounce it like that.
That's the proper way to pronounce it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Diaper.
None of you went for the answer I was hoping for.
Which was?
Mini stroke.
Oh,
man.
I get it.
See? See what I
get jokes.
Jim, you ready to really charge in head?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Oh, Mazel Tov, everybody. Mazel Tov, indeed. Al Roker's wife has given birth to an 8-pound baby boy. That's good news in the Roker house. Not to be outdone, Al has given birth to an 8-pound blank.
All right, I'm so in. I'm like Errol Flynn.
I'm in.
In like Errol
I'm
Flynn.
I'm in. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Hey, panel like this one. Mazel Tov. Al Roker's wife has given birth to an 8-pound baby boy. Well, not to be outdone, Al himself gave birth to an 8-pound blank. What'd you say, Jim?
8-pound bag of crap.
An 8-pound bag of crap.
Bag of crap.
Right. Do you have a bag of crap, Don?
Well, actually, you asked the judge. I said he gave birth to an 8-pound BM.
I think
all right, that's a match, even though it didn't come in bag form.
Yeah, it all comes out in the wash.
Paper or plastic, Mr. Roker.
How about you, Mike?
I said an 8-pound baby turd.
There you go, that's a winner. How about you, Spike?
I said an 8-pound pork roast.
Spike is 4 for 4. Yeah.
I would say he's getting the biggest laughs, even with the ones that don't make sense.
Spike, are you high?
No, I'm not high.
Spike, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. It looks foggy over there in the newsroom. How about you, Buzz?
I said BM also.
Yeah, that's
BM.
A match. Very good.
No, sorry, that is a match.
You're nothing like a nice BM.
All right, Dominic, you are in a bad way here. You need to match all four to tie. And if you tie, we'll move you both on to the next round. So I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A, let's see how we do. Hey, the producers of the new Stuart Little film made a great deal on the side. This helped finance the film. They sold all of Stuart's wardrobe when the film was done to blank.
I'm in.
The producers of the new Stuart... You seen the Stuart Little movie?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a delightful film. CGI mouse, you know. The producers of the new Stuart Little film made a great deal on the side. They sold all of Stuart Little's wardrobe to blank.
Mike, you in?
I'm in.
Mike, everybody's in?
I'm in.
Panel's right. What's your answer, Dominic?
Mini-me.
Gave all his wardrobe to Mini-me.
Mini-me.
Mini-me. All right. Do you have Mini-me?
No. Since Stuart Little is all Stuart Little's clothing to Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, it would be a good fit. It would be an excellent fit. Not a match, though. How about you, Mike?
I said the WYSP sales manager.
Oh, Peter. It's Peter.
He was kind enough to stop by not long ago.
I know he was, to say a nice hello.
How about you, Spike?
I also said Peter Kleiner.
I'm sorry I didn't have the name.
Funnier last name. The last name.
Peter Kleiner, everybody.
Not that's a match.
My name.
How about you, Buzz?
Hey, look at this match. Mini-me.
Mini-me. Hey, there you go. Very good.
Way
there's a
go.
Match right there. Now, actually, it just occurred to me, Quizmaster, that we have an odd situation.
Because they're both going to come back and play the next round.
Right. So we'll just go, nine rounds with these same contestants, I suppose. The end of segment one, Jim, you're still playing. You still haven't got this sewed up. Here is your clue. I'll never eat dinner at Joe Ardinger's house again. Last time I was there, he used his blank as a Jell-O mold.
I'm in.
You hear Joe on the show ever, Jim? You familiar with his
yes.
work?
Buzz, are you ready?
Yes,
great.
Spike, are you in?
Yes.
He's running the board back at the station right now.
Your panel's right, Robbie.
Hello, Joe. And here's your clue once again, Jim. I'll never eat dinner at Joe Ardinger's house again. Last time I did, he used his blank as a Jell-O mold.
His underwear.
His underwear.
Joe Ardinger's underwear. Mm. Do you have Joe Ardinger's underwear, Don?
No, I said he used his anus.
Oh.
Anus.
His wow. anus.
I've never
anus.
Seen corn in Jell-O before.
His anus.
How about you, Mike?
No, I said he used his bong.
Yes.
As a Jell-O mold.
Is that a picture of Joe?
It's a, you know, sort of a side
view. I see. Very good.
Very caricature.
Profile.
How about you, Spike?
I just wanted to say a house boy.
I don't know Joe very well, but I thought house boy would be funny.
House boy?
He just wanted to say house boy.
Just wanted to say it.
How would that even work? How about you, Buzz?
I have bong.
Bong.
Okay, there you go.
Not a match, and at the end of round one, our score is 4-1 and favors Jim.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Jim.
So both of these guys are to come back and play another round.
Exactly.
And then whoever wins that round
goes to... No, well, then we'll play a third round, and that person will go to Super Match. to see if they've won the big money.
Let him roll with it. I never understand it.
It's much different when we have two people in the studio.
Yeah, Normally it's weird, isn't it?
Normally we play with people on the phone, but this is our way of saying thank you to Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, that's like Match Game 76. I think this is like Match Game PM.
All right, well, there's a relatable. I think all the house fries are like that when they're going out for their ice cream. Dominic, anyone you want to say hi to? Well,
yeah,
on the show
I
today?
Say hello to my mom and my Uncle Joe as a community reading club, and Melanie.
There you go. And Jim, anybody you want to say hi to?
It's my family and my girlfriend, Krista.
Beautiful. Very good. Well, stay right there, guys. Actually, don't stay there. Leave the studio. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but it's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
All right, here's the national number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, call 202-432-1067. WYSP in Philadelphia. From Pennsylvania, call 215-263-ROCK. And New Jersey, 609-590-9494. Tomorrow on the show, the first five guys and the first five girls to show up will be playing for $500, Creed tickets, and Eagles tickets when we play the Nude Fuse.
So Creed's touring with the Eagles? I didn't know that Don Henley was going back to the group.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Philadelphia.
Green Bay Packers. Oh. Creed.
Now I understand.
Separate events.
I understand completely, Dave.
We need five guys and five girls. And this would be a great time. The guy who called us a couple of weeks ago and said he was opening up that new strip club.
Right.
Be a good time. Be a good time for him to bring by some of his bitches.
Yeah, and just call us in general. What was the name of the place? Spike, do you remember the name of the place with the guy that called us? You were on the board every day.
The new strip club? No, I don't remember.
Wasn't something gold? Had gold in it, didn't it?
Gold Cooter?
They all do. I don't know if they all do.
Goldie Tang?
Wasn't it like a word? Wasn't it like club?
Chlamydia? I'm kidding, of course.
As always, I know now that we're not going to have a problem getting guys to show up.
Well, he won't call today. He'll call when we're in Washington. He won't call today. And, I think he should bring some girls by. And Lord knows we're here for two more nights.
Anyway, we need five guys and five girls.
Say that now. I'm not doing nothing.
Five guys and five girls tomorrow to play the Nude Feud. Now we're playing...
Stop it.
Match game.
They beat this close to Rob.
I know. We're ready for the second round, right, Rob?
Yes, round two.
All right, well, let's get right to it.
Are you ready? Sometimes you play the intro card.
Get ready to match the stars.
You love this.
It's Match Game 2002 with the stars, Don Geronimo.
F you.
Michael Mara.
Ice cream girls.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi there.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Rob.
Rob.
That's you, Rob.
Am I Dominic? You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, round two. Anything can happen in round two, and I can feel the palpable excitement in the air.
Here we go.
Dominic, I need you to go first. Choose A or B.
B.
B it is.
B, all right.
B it is. Oh, we're very sad to hear. This is a sad news. Sad day on Match Game 2002. Very sad to hear that Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from her husband of 10 months, Chris Judd. But the good news is they've agreed to share custody of her blank.
I'm in.
I'm so in.
Get ready.
No, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong one.
Jennifer Lopez, you a fan, Dominic?
Yes.
Yeah, she's very cute. Yes, and now she's on the market. And we're very sad to hear because she's filed divorce from her husband of 10 months, Chris Judd. But the good news is they've agreed to share custody of her blank. I believe the panel's right, isn't it?
Everybody's in.
We're all set.
Dominic, what's your answer?
Her big ass.
Her big ass.
Dominic.
Her big ass. Jennifer Lopez's ass. Don, what do you have over there? Does it look like Jennifer Lopez's ass?
It is, in fact, J-Lo's ass.
Oh, that's a match right there. How about you, Mike?
Hold on, let me finish.
J-Lo.
There's my picture of J-Lo's ass.
Oh, wow. That's funny, because in the movies, you normally see her from head on.
I understand,
it's a
man.
Rare shot. How about you, Spike?
I said her big, fat, overrated ass.
Overrated and Buzz?
I said ass. Oh, boy.
Nice play,
Dominic. With a home run.
That's excellent.
Way
that puts
go,
you
Dominic.
Right back in the game, Jim. You're going to have to try very hard here.
You're sad to hear that Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from her husband.
I'm sorry, I was just reading one of your cards.
You'd never do that to Gene Rayburn. Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is headed to Japan for a Redskins game. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
The first game? Yeah, just start writing now, Don.
Yeah.
But he isn't nervous about the flight because if the plane goes down, he can always use his blank as a flotation device.
God. Too easy.
You a fan of Sonny Jurgensen? Great football player. He's headed to Japan because the Redskins have a game in Osaka this weekend. But he isn't nervous about the flight because if the plane goes down, he can always use his blank as a flotation device. Is the panel right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're all ready.
All right, very good. And Don, I forgot to give you these for the show today. You'll need those. All right, Jim, let's focus on the task at hand. Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is headed to Japan for a Redskins game, but he's not nervous about the plane because if the plane goes down, he can always use his blank as a flotation device. His what?
His ears.
His ears. Sonny's ears. Sonny's ears. Probably not the answer we're looking for. What did you say, Don?
So close. I said his big fake teeth.
Oh, I like the adjectives, but not a match. How about you, Mike?
I also said teeth, Rob. There you go.
That's a good
Sonny's
picture.
Sonny's teeth.
They should hang that up in the press area.
Sonny's big teeth.
How about you, Buzz?
I had teeth.
Teeth is not a match. And Spike?
I didn't know he had big teeth, so I just said his manhood.
Ah, there you go.
He might be big, I don't know.
A little red, but not a match. Okay, we need now to go to...
Board member.
We're actually in a different situation now. Jim, you've fallen behind. I need you to pick A or B.
You know, that's actually true, because Sonny also peels his skin off.
Yeah, and he has the freckled skin. And I don't know if he keeps it in a box, though.
He just eats it fresh.
I don't like my own skin.
Doesn't he send it to Canton? Beautiful display, Jim. Pick A or B.
B.
B it is. And here's your answer.
All right.
While Kelly Ripa is considering breast implants, Regis has his final answer. Regis Philbin has decided to get a blank implant. You watch their show, Regis and Kelly?
No.
But it's a good show, and Kelly Ripa has been considering getting breast implants. And Regis has made his decision. He's going to get a blank implant.
I'm in.
Is the panel right?
No.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
Spike?
2 seconds, huh?
Kelly Ripa is a handsome woman.
I'm not ready either.
Regis's implant. You familiar with Kelly Ripa, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, handsome woman.
There's the obvious answer.
You see, that's the fun thing about playing Match Game 02.
All I know is my drawing of Regis makes it look like Fabian.
All right.
And Regis becomes Fabian. Is the panel right? Very good. Jim, while Kelly Ripa is considering getting breast implants, Regis has his final answer. Regis has decided to get a blank implant. What do you say?
Brain.
A brain implant for Reege. Very good. Do you have Regis's brain, Don?
No, because I thought the answer was penis.
It could have been.
And then I was thinking about his gay love with Michael Gallen, so I said anal.
Oh, an anal implant.
Yes.
Sure. That would be good. Good for the morning show. How about you?
Right.
I said brain, and I gave, because the picture was so bad, I gave Regis breasts.
Not a match. How about you, Spike?
I said career because millionaire's dying.
Career implant, also a good answer.
Yeah.
How about you, Buzz?
Another match. I said brain.
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 Was brain your answer?
Yes.
Oh, then you had two matches.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Two
Forgive
matches.
Me. So he's back in the lead.
Yes.
It was a buzz. I didn't know.
There you are.
What's that?
Kelly Ripa's considering breast implants.
You didn't like that one?
No, I did.
You did? You liked that?
I liked it. I did.
Dominic, how did you feel about it? Yeah, let's move on. Here we go, Dominic. Here's your clue. Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Herndon, has a great cure for hangovers. You ever get hangovers? Sure, she's got a great cure. She just swallows two blanks.
I'm in.
Yes, because it's the unpleasant side effect of drinking. Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Herndon, has a great hangover cure. She just swallows two blanks. You met Lisa up there.
Yes.
Yeah, nice lady. Is the panel right?
Yep.
I think everyone's right. All right, Dominic, please focus carefully. Don and Mike's producer, Lisa Herndon, has a great hangover cure. She just swallows two blanks. What do you say? And be careful.
Two balls.
Good answer, Dominic. I wish I would have had it.
What do you have, Don? Do you have Dominic's ball?
He has the best answer of the day.
He does. He's brilliant.
I said 2 gallons of black men's relish.
Not a match.
He exclusively has sex with blacks.
How about you, Mike?
Dominic, great minds think alike.
Sure. How about you, Spike?
I said black men.
The men themselves. And how about you, Buzz?
And I wasn't looking over his shoulder. I also said black men.
Oh,
black men.
Well, that's a match for Dominic. Dominic, yeah. Good job. That puts you at 6 and Jim at 6, so it's a tie. We'd go back to Jim. Choose A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
Here's your clue. B. B. Oh, this one's about me. This is one about me. Rob Spiewak, that's me, my
let
son.
Me just, let me just Rob. Write Nazi.
Or a variation thereof. My son is due to arrive on October 2nd, and I plan to raise him by the book. Unfortunately, the book is blank.
I'm in.
Rob Spiewak's son is due to arrive on October 2nd, and Rob plans to raise him by the book. Unfortunately, the book is blank. Panel in? Everyone right?
I think so.
Everybody ready? Very good. Jim, what book is it?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf. It's a good book. Don, do you have Mein Kampf?
No.
Mein Kampf, yes. Yeah.
It's a bestseller. That's a match right there.
Good spelling.
With the double dots over the A.
That's exactly right. How about you, Mike?
I didn't spell it right, but it's Mein Kampf.
That's also a match. There very good. Go. How about you, Buzz?
Mein Kampf.
Very yeah. good. That's a and Spike?
Sorry, I said gay.
One of those gay books.
Gay book.
Unfortunately, the book is gay. That's funny.
It's my biggest laugh in Philadelphia. Spike, you are on a roll today.
All right, Dominic, let's play catch up here. Are you ready to go?
Gay
book. All right. TV's Batman, Adam West, has just wrapped up shooting his CBS TV movie, Back to the Batcave. That's a true story. He just finished up. It's just like the old show, except now the utility belt has blank in it.
I mean, there's the obvious.
Exactly. TV's Batman. You a Batman fan?
Yeah,
we all are. TV's Batman, Adam West, has just wrapped up shooting on his CBS TV movie, Back to the Batcave. It's just like the old show, except the utility belt now has blank in it. Pot right? Panel right?
Everybody in?
All right, Dominic, what's your answer?
Gotta be Viagra.
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 Bat Viagra. Don, what do you have? Do you have Bat Viagra over there?
Dominic, I'm sorry. I know that's the answer.
Yeah.
I said Annalise.
They have changed.
Annalise.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I went with the obvious Rob. I did go with the Viagra.
Oh, very good. Dominic. There's a match. Very good. How about you, Spike?
I also went with Viagra.
All right. There's another match. And how about you, Buzz?
Hey, Dominic. Viagra.
There you go. Very yes. good. That's 8 and a total of 9.
I'm sorry, Dominic.
Someone was thinking about being funny for the show.
Sorry. That's all right. That's all right. But this actually puts us in a great situation because as we end round two, they're tied. Wow. Anything can happen in final match.
Oh, man. Get out the gay book.
The gay book. The gay book. And don't forget about Lisa's two balls.
That's right. There you go.
The two funniest things said on the show today were by a guy from the street and the guy who runs our board.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the two guys who do the show,
right.
We've been sitting with our thumbs up our asses on that.
I'd like to point out that I matched Dominic on that answer, though, with the gay balls, with the two balls.
Yeah, you got it.
Sorry.
Thank you, guys, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs. And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, now listen, hold on here.
God damn. Kevin.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
I heard some information about Spike.
No.
Who said something to you about the gay book?
Yeah. No.
Yes, he was making a gay.
No information. Spike, is it true that you bring a pink lunchbox to work every day?
I do that. That's right. I'm
a fan of the Stuart Little movies.
And that you own it on DVD?
Yes. I do own Stuart Little on DVD.
And you do carry a pink lunchbox to work every day?
I do carry a pink lunchbox. Oh, I see what we're doing. Yes, I do carry a pink
lunchbox.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Well, when I'm done reading the gay book, I'll loan it to him.
Touché. Touché. That is Spike. Owen, hold on a second.
What?
Spike.
Oh, my God.
No.
You know what?
Oh,
it's
my God.
Looks like a makeup kit.
It's not like a hard metal hard.
No, what are those little, are those ladybugs on there? It's a ladybug pink lunchbox.
It's handsome, isn't it?
Wow. Look
right here, he's got his little low-carb bar in there. Let's see what Spike has with him.
All right, we're going to check. Oh, my God, it's full of drugs.
I already ate the lunch. There's nothing in there.
No, he's right. There's nothing. Although there is a queer little notepad.
This is like something you would give an 8-year-old girl.
What is it, Lisa?
It's like an Etch-A-Sketch.
Really? So you can doodle on it, Spike?
Actually, beat the crap out of an 8-year-old girl and took it.
Oh, God.
So there, how tough is that?
That was my little sister.
There it is. It's his little ladybug. It's his pink ladybug lunchbox.
That is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
That is so gay.
People stay away from you when you carry that on the street, Spike?
Yes, that's the object. Yeah.
It's all right, Spike. They've gone through my luggage.
They stay away from me after they're done gay bashing me.
Okay. That wasn't us, Buzz. That was customs.
Here we go with the final round of the match game.
Right, hello, stars.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Yeah, whatever.
Hi, Rob.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002.
Hey.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Nephew.
Mike O'Mara. Michael J. Elston.
Whatever.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
I'll tell you why I'm excited. Tell you why. Because anything can happen.
You
tell us
why you're excited?
Yes, I'm going to tell you. It's a tie game right now. Anything can happen. Mike O'Mara, you're going to love this.
All right. Let's play the game.
I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
And here is your clue. You can always tell when program director Tim Sabian is in the WYSP offices. That's why, because the employees are all excited and the hallways smell of blank. You can always tell when PD Tim Sabian is in the WYSP offices because the employees are all excited and the hallways smell of blank.
I'm in.
Did you have the pleasure of meeting Tim while you were here?
No,
he's a great guy. Hi, Strunk.
Are you in, Buzz?
Yes, I am.
Is everybody ready?
Panel's right, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, Jim, you can always tell when program director Tim Sabian is in the WYSP offices because the employees are all excited and the hallways smell of blank. What do you say?
Bengay.
Ben Gay.
Ben Gay.
Yeah, sure, because you've been working out. Tim looks good lately.
Yeah.
Do you have Ben Gay over there, Don?
No, Rob. I said nitroglycerin.
Oh, yes, his tablets.
The pills you would take.
Yeah,
you
got
his heart condition.
Got to be careful. How about you, Mike? Do you have nitro?
I said heart medicine.
Heart medicine, not a match. No. Looking for Ben Gay. Do you have it, Spike?
I said insanity.
Wow.
The smell of insanity.
Thought sure he would say something that had the word gay in it.
So literary.
How about you, Buzz?
I said nitroglycerin.
Oh, no matches along there. So, Dominic, a chance for you to really move out ahead. Here's your clue. The heat wave in Philadelphia. Boy, it's hot. It's making people act strange. Just yesterday, the guy dressed up as Ben Franklin was offering guided tours of his blank.
I'm in.
You see him out there? I think he's right across the way, isn't he, by the Liberty Bell?
He was a few minutes
ago. The heat wave in Philadelphia is making people act in strange ways. Just yesterday,
Rob and I were just laughing at all the Chinamen who were outside in a gigantic line in 100-degree weather, waiting to see the Liberty Bell.
Ooh, it's good bell. It has plaque in it. Just yesterday, the guy dressed up as Ben Franklin was offering guided tours of his blank. Is the panel right?
Are you in, Mike?
Yes.
Spike?
Yeah.
Yep.
Buzz?
I'm in.
All right, Dominic. Crazy heat wave out there. Yesterday, the guy dressed as Ben Franklin was offering guided tours of his blank. What do you say?
Uranus.
It's Uranus.
It's Uranus. Okay. Did you match up with that, Don? Did you match up with the planet furthest away from the sun?
Well, I think...
Or whatever it is.
You're going to have to give me a matchers. I did say...
Yeah, I think that's what Dominic was saying.
His anus.
Shooting for anus?
Anus.
Yeah, very good, very good. That's a match.
Getting tours of his anus,
How about you, Mike?
I said, of course, Ben Franklin's anus.
Wow, there it is. That's a good anus.
I'd fly a kite on
that. I like
anus.
My Ben Franklin picture.
It has a key on it. It's like Peter Boyle.
It does. Oh, that's good.
That is Thank nice. You. How about you, Spike?
I said houseboy again.
Might as well just save the card. Save you from writing it. How about
gay.
You?
Gay houseboy.
Three tours of his gay houseboy.
How about you, Buzz?
I thought too hot for the anus. I said pants.
Oh, yes. Pants. Oh, there you go. Pants. So Dominic has a good round there. Jim, I need you to choose A or B in round two.
A.
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 And here's your clue, Jim. Wife Frida has asked Don Geronimo to be jollier. You heard this on the show? Sure. So here's the new policy. Now he tells her a funny riddle each time before he blanks her.
Wow. Rob, you have given me...
Yes, there's vistas of opportunity here.
Read it to me again.
Wife Frida has asked Don Geronimo to be jollier. So here's his new policy. Now he tells her a riddle each time before he blanks her. Riddles are fun. You like riddles, Jim?
No. I'm in.
No. Okay. Don is in. Mike, you in?
I'm in.
Everybody's in. All right, Jim, here we go. Wife Frida has asked Don Geronimo to be jollier, so here's the new policy. Now he tells her a riddle each time before he blanks her.
Before he bangs her.
Before he bangs her. Hey, get her laughing. It's a good move. How about you, Don? Did you say bang?
No, I said I'm jolly before I burn her skin with my cigar.
But the riddle softens that.
Yes,
how about
it
you,
does.
Mike?
Oh, no, I had separates from.
Oh, separates from her. That could be the punchline.
Yes.
How about you, Spike?
I said smacks the S out of her.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Spike.
Hold on a second. I say burn her skin with a cigar, and you guys like smack her, and everybody goes, "Whoa!"
Because he said it.
Yeah, we think you're kidding. How about you, Buzz?
I said F.
Oh, that's F's. A match. That's a good one. That's good. Very good. Jim takes a match there. Dominic, a good chance for you to stay in the game here. Dumb Donald is really dumb.
How dumb is he?
How dumb is he?
You see, that was just, no, you didn't do
dumb. I didn't do you wanted me.
I really,
than
yeah, I really did. I want you to
start it again.
Dumb Donald is really dumb.
How dumb is he?
Thank you. It seems when he saw the crack in the Liberty Bell, he tried to blank it. I got it.
I'm in.
I like that one.
I'm in.
This is the Philadelphia version of the match game. Dumb Donald is really dumb. It seems when he saw the crack in the Liberty Bell, he tried to blank it.
I'm in.
You seen the Liberty Bell?
I'm in.
Yes. Donald, yes, it's nice, isn't it?
No.
Very old bell.
Broken.
Okay, is everybody
That's
in?
A great one, Rob. I hope everybody gets it.
All right, here we go. Dumb Donald is really... I'm sorry, Mike, I looked over my shoulder. Dumb Donald is really dumb.
I got it,
it seems
didn't
when he saw the crack in the Liberty Bell. He tried to blink.
What
did you say?
He tried to... How can I show the crew?
You just bang it.
Initials.
Bang it.
He tried to
bang it.
Tried to make love to the Liberty Bell. Don, do you have bang?
No, he said he tried to wipe the crack. Tried to wipe it.
Yeah, it's not a match, though.
No, yeah, but it's funny. I also had he tried to wipe it.
How about you, Spike?
I said F.
F is a match. Okay,
there's a match.
How about you, Buzz?
In the spirit of ass play, I said F.
Very good. We are now at our final question. Jim, I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is. And here's Mike O'Mara. He's sitting right here. He gets quite a reaction from the ladies when the Crab Blues Band has a gig, but they don't throw their panties on the stage. They throw blank. Mike O'Mara gets quite a reaction from the ladies when the Crab Blues Band has a gig, but they don't throw their panties on the stage. They throw blank. He's quite a musician. Very good.
Far away from me.
I'm in. Are you in, Spike?
Yeah, I'm in.
How about you, Buzzy?
I'm in.
All right,
yep, we're ready.
Is right. All right, Jim, you ready?
Sure.
Mike O'Mara gets quite a reaction from the ladies when the Crab Blues Band has a gig, but they don't throw their panties on the stage. They throw blank. What do they throw?
Rotten fruit.
Rotten fruit.
Rotten fruit.
Don, do you have rotten fruit over there?
No. Can you give me the setup again?
Sure. They don't throw their panties on the stage. They throw blank.
Separation papers.
Not a match. Not a match. Well, Mike, you would know better. What is the real answer?
I said they throw their feces on stage.
Oh, not a match, though.
I just wanted to say feces.
Not houseboy?
No.
How about you, Spike?
I said tissues for his tears.
Oh, no. Oh, no, sit down, Tiger.
Sit down, Mike.
How about you, Buzz?
Mike, we want to stand up again. I said watches.
Watches?
Watches.
Well, for the time, 9:30? Never mind. Good night.
Oh, God. Right, goodbye, goodbye, Buzz.
You are such a newsman.
You are. Where are the crickets?
Even they are sleeping.
That's what I was looking for. Looking for up.
Oh, all okay. Right. They throw up.
Yeah, there you go.
Where are we in the game, Rob?
One more clue. And Dominic, here is your clue. Graceland is gearing up for the 25th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death, and there's lots of new merchandise. Be sure to try the chocolate-covered blanks.
Oh, I'm in.
You big Elvis fan, Dominic?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Graceland is gearing up for the 25th anniversary of Elvis' death. They got the logo down there, EP25. Lots of new merchandise to check out. Try out the chocolate-covered blanks. Is Dan all right?
I'm in.
I'm not in. Spikey?
I'm in.
We're just waiting on Mike. But it's all right. We get to hear this jam.
I'm totally daft on this one. Give it to me one more time.
Daft prick.
Graceland is gearing up for the 25th anniversary of Elvis' death. Lots of new merchandise to check out. Try the chocolate-covered blanks. Mike is in.
Say watches.
Watches is always good. Or houseboy. What do you say, Dominic? Graceland has chocolate-covered what?
Chocolate-covered nuts.
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 Elvis nuts.
All right.
Do you have Elvis's nuts, Don?
Oh, I said chocolate covered in packed colons.
Mmm, they're delicious. Try them on ice cream, but not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said chocolate covered white trash.
White trash, not a match. Sorry about that. How about you, Spike?
I said chocolate covered Elvis remains.
Mmm, also tasty, but not a match. And how about you, Buzz?
I said chocolate covered pills.
Pills, not a match. But I tell you what, Dominic, you still win the game for
way
a final score of 13 to 1. 10, rather. There you go.
13 to 10. Good job, Dominic. Jim, don't go away mad. Just go away. Jim will give you tickets to see the Eagles and the Packers at the Vet on Saturday, August 10th.
Awesome.
Okay?
That's all.
Thank you for listening. You are a loser. Please leave.
Please
step out
leave
the studio. Thank you very much.
But Dominic, you be happy because you've won $100.
Goodbye.
And you have a chance to double it. You need to choose one of the celebrities to play with in Super Match as Don, Mike, Buzz, or Spike.
I feel good with Mike.
Mike it is. All right. Very good. So,
my
Mike,
man.
I will read you this clue, Mike. Lock in your answer.
All right.
And he has to try to match you. Here is the Super Match. Blank horse. Let's look at it. Blank horse. Blank horse. The other celebrities should be concentrating because you're going to offer clues after Mike locks in his answer. You got it?
Yeah.
Very good. Blank horse. We're going to offer you some suggestions now. You're not required to stay with them, Dominic, but you can use them if you like. Don, how would you go with blank horse?
This is not a black joke.
All right.
Dark horse.
Dark horse.
That's what I would answer, dark horse.
Like the George Harrison song. How about you, Spike?
I said gay.
Gay horse. Why screw with a winning formula? And how about you, Buzz?
Here again, nothing intended. I said racehorse.
Racehorse. Very good. So you can go with gay, dark, or racehorse, or go out on your own, Dominic. Remember, you're trying to match Mike to double your money. What do you say? Blank horse.
I would have to say gay horse.
Gay horse.
Oh, no. Dominic, you went with spikes. You sure you don't want to rethink that?
No, I think that's what he said.
That's what he said. Do you have gay horse?
I think it's because he's taking bad horse.
I'm sorry, Dominic. I said racehorse.
Racehorse. No apologies here because you're going away with $100 more than you came with.
Way to go,
Dominic.
Way to go. Sorry I let you down. I'm sorry I didn't say gay horse.
Gay horse.
Gay horse.
Gay horse.
Thank you, Dominic. Get out of here.
Thanks, Dominic.
See ya.
Thanks, Dominic.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Get ready to match the stars. Match Game is a Mark Goodson and Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Well, a pretty good addition to the Match Game it was.
Absolutely.
with all the gay houseboy horses.
Watches.
Lots of gay horseboy action. And our thanks to Jim and to Dominic.
And to Spike, of course, for the gay horse comment.
That's right. Thank you.
Way to go, Spike.
All right. That's a match game. Now, tomorrow on the show, we hope to bring you a game that involves nudity. We love the nudes.
I sure hope so.
That'll be good. We love the nudes. We need two teams. We're playing for cash tomorrow, along with Creed tickets and Eagles and Packers tickets and Tool tickets. Yeah, we have tickets for the sold-out Tool show as well.
Wow.
Here in Philly at Sovereign Bank Arena. The deal is be one of the first five guys or girls to show up at WYSP tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Spike, where is WYSP? How do you get here?
It's at the corner of 5th and Market, right across the street from the Liberty Bell.
Very easy to get to.
Get down here at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll be playing the Nude Feud.
The Nude Feud. Did you say five girls or five guys?
No, five girls and five guys.
Yes, we need five girls and five guys.
And ideally, if we could get like five girls from strip clubs and five regular girls.
Yes.
Then we could just have girl-on-girl action.
That's what we would prefer.
I'd like that.
Sure.
So anyway, we're going to play the Nude Feud tomorrow. Got to make sure you get yourself down here, and the winner gets $500 tomorrow. Now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Oh, and before I even ask you what your lead story is, Buzz, you know, Rob, you and I never got a chance to call that bitch on wheels today.
Heloise!
Call her tomorrow. Mike, we never had a chance to do Shaq and Dennis commenting on Allen Iverson.
No, we did not.
We'll do that.
What's up, Doc?
We'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
She baited me.
For goodness sakes. And, we got more of that dumb article with the radio guy about
Zapolian.
About making your show more palatable towards women.
I can't wait for that.
And if everybody is really, really nice, maybe we'll call the Harry Potter line again tomorrow.
I'll take a trip to the newsstand. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you we should call that tomorrow.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, Gary Condit says, screw Connie Chung.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he has said that.
Well, I mean, has he screwed her?
No, he's just saying that.
And more.
Oh, how wrong.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is Connie Chung. Oh, look, it's the Liberty Lal.
Mike, that was very...
We need more Calgon.
Not professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That tape is not queued up.
Really?
No, I'm making it up.
Lied a rose.
Give me a moment.
I'm home again, Rose.
Give me just a moment.
One moment,
there it
please.
Is.
Please. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Not cute.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There it is. It's a pimple. A pimple on the ass of today's show.
It's still been a perfect show, and that was in the script. And, Don, I do believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Ladies, who wants ice cream? Brush your teeth
and don't visit your neighbor.
Here now with news and comment. Buzz, reminder, tomorrow, again, the new feud. If you want to play, call Spike on the WYSP business line.
Yeah, and I'll find some contestants tonight.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Also tomorrow, goddamn, it's Craig Wilson Day.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch on Wheels, Heloise, Shaq and Dennis. Man, we're going to be jam-packed, and we'll tell you everything that we do tonight in Philadelphia.
It's another interesting night in a strange new city.
Are we going to some party?
I think there's a party around the block.
Some WYSP party or something?
Yeah. It's 5 bucks. We're working on getting you a car.
You know, what I can't figure out is last week, they had the WYSP celebrate the ratings party.
Mm-hmm.
And the morning guy is in New York, mm-hmm. so he wasn't here.
Not here.
Right. We are in D.C., so we weren't here.
Right.
The afternoon guys were in New York, right. so they weren't here.
Right. Yeah.
And the only guy who could go to the party was Cousin Ed,
mm-hmm.
who does the night show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somebody told me, and I don't know if this is a joke, to told me that Tim didn't give Cousin Ed the night off. So that you had a party to celebrate the ratings on WYSB with no disc jockeys there.
Well, some of those salespeople would tell you that's the best kind of party.
Yeah, maybe they did it on purpose. I don't know. But anyway, there's some other WYSP-related birthday party or something we're going to tonight.
Well, we're
right?
going, and it's going to be a chance to hobnob with all the people that work here. Hey, Spike, are there any hotties that work here? Any good-looking, attractive, strong women that work in the in the fabulous WYSP family?
Oh, you know who you should try to bang?
Here comes Spike.
I mean this. Boom. Tim's wife.
Really?
Yeah, Tim's wife works
Have you tried?
To bang her?
Yeah.
No, I'm not separated.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I have.
But it's Tim's wife. I don't go after married. I don't go after married women.
You could just maybe get a little ear. Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Not in my wheelhouse. Not a married woman. Never. 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 Never.
Really? Not even to get back at a program director, even when you like?
Hey, now you're talking. There you go.
So I'll tell you something. Seriously. When I was single.
Yeah.
There's this guy who was the program director at...
Here we go. Here we go.
At 13Q.
Yeah.
I had his girlfriend give me a BJ. Because I hated him.
Just because you hated him.
She was a skank.
There you go.
I only had her do it because it was Bob Savage's girlfriend.
You wanted to get back at him.
Yeah, and I with joy came back to the station and told all the other disc jockeys that the program director's girlfriend... just went south on
really. Well, no, I would not do that to Tim's wife. But what about the women that work here?
Yeah, there are several attractive women that work here.
Oh, wonderful.
And who's the party for tonight?
Mike Joyce. He works downstairs. He's a fan of you guys.
Oh, he is. So he'd be happy to have us at the party.
He would. He said make sure everyone in the Don and Mike show knows they're invited.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
He's inviting people to his own party, though. So.
All right, Spike. Are you going to be there, Spike?
I will be there.
Okay, good. Because after seeing Spike's publicity picture, I am there. The one with you with the fireman's hat and the little fire truck.
God. You remember that,
do you? Yeah, I do. I do. That's about the funniest thing I've seen all day.
Bring your purse tonight, Spike.
Yeah, your little pink purse.
Bring your pink purse.
Jesus.
And here's Buzz, who's coming to the party. You coming to the party tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'll see you there.
Here's Buzz with the news.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How does it start? Start right after the show.
I don't know, Mike.
Okay, nice. Starts for me after this show.
Just look at your watch. Watches. Watches.
Watches are good.
9:30 it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Condit says, screw Connie Chung in the latest issue of Esquire magazine. He says Connie and the rest of the media have been trying to trip him up. Quoting him, I know what they want me to say. They want me to say that I did her. About Connie, he says, quote...
Who, Connie or Chandra?
Yeah, Chandra. Chandra.
Did her, like banged her, or did her...
Like killed her.
Like killed her.
He doesn't clarify that. What he simply says, did
What
her.
A numbnut.
And both. Specifically about Connie, he says, and I quote, she wasn't getting anything out of me. She wasn't going to break me, no way.
You know what I heard about her?
What?
I heard that her private area...
Oh, here we go.
Instead of going like this.
You've had it confirmed by other Asian women.
Instead of going like this.
Yet you still
and
insist.
It goes like this.
No. I'm going to get you. You know what I'm buying you when I buy my when I go out and buy my magazines?
What?
In case there's some chance you're going to call the Harry Morgan line. I'm going to buy you a specific Asian magazine and bring it in to put this to rest once and for all so you can see.
I heard that.
Page after page.
You can doctor pictures.
Of vertical. Stop it.
Oriental girls. That they don't go like
Asian.
You know, they don't go left to right, you know what I mean? It goes top to bottom.
Urban legend, that's not true.
That's what I heard.
Continuing the Gary Condon quote, it's mean, but screw her, you know? If people look closely at the interview, they'll see where she went into a daze. She just lost it.
You know what? And I will give Gary Condon props on that. He's absolutely right. It was horrible. She didn't... When he didn't choke in the first 2 minutes, she didn't know what the hell to do.
Right? Gary, may I ask you, Hello, Maury. How are you?
I've never heard an accent like that on Connie shows. Well, anyway.
You have never heard? And I want to say one more thing to you, Gary Condon. Good luck at everything you do.
Thank you, Connie.
Former Ohio Congressman James Traficant, who was last week kicked out of the House, is now going to prison, and with that hair. He's been sentenced to 8 years for taking bribes and kickbacks. The judge gave Traficant an even tougher sentence than prosecutors had requested. The Democrat was convicted in April on 10 counts of racketeering, bribery, and tax evasion.
Bye-bye. Crazy. If you had to go to jail for your hair, I'd be there.
Is it his hair, or is it a rug?
You guys have been... I'm not even worried about him. They talk about me. You guys have been kind enough not to even point this out.
What?
But you know what this is right here? This is very close to being a mullet.
Yeah, it's getting a little long in the back.
Yeah, I really, really need a haircut.
I do, too.
It's very short everywhere except
the back. I desperately need a haircut. Rob, I haven't gotten a haircut. Me. Yeah, not Rob, no.
No, I got one. Every 2 weeks.
Almost a slam dunk for Allen Iverson. A judge yesterday dropped all but two of the charges against the Philadelphia NBA star. Iverson's lawyers got one witness to admit he never saw Iverson carrying a handgun, and they got another witness to admit that he'd called a personal injury lawyer.
It's all because AI is AI. That's why they, that's why they do that to him.
What's up, Doc? She beat me. Hello, everybody. What's up, Doc? This is Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm Dennis Rodman. Listen tomorrow. What's up, Doc? On the station for our commentaries on Allen Iverson. What's up, Doc? We'll have all the details on his preliminary hearings.
One witness admitted he'd called a personal injury lawyer before he dialed 911.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
What's up, Doc?
What's up with you?
So now Iverson only faces two misdemeanor counts of making terroristic threats. The felony charges are criminal. Criminal trespass, weapons violations, and conspiracy have been dropped. Iverson's uncle had the same good fortune in court yesterday. They'd both gone looking for Iverson's wife after a domestic argument. Wall Street may be...
What's up, Doc? She baited me with her hair. With her hair? Her hand. Oh, I thought she said with her hair. Her hand.
What's up, Doc?
Her hand.
Wall Street may be partying like it's 1974, and experts say that's a good thing. Analysts say the recent low we hit, a drop of 48%, is identical to a hit we took in 1974. And they say the bounce back that we're seeing now is also identical. The big rallies yesterday and last Wednesday have...
Of the stupid.
Oops, sorry. The big rallies yesterday and last Wednesday have given the S&P its biggest four-day percentage increase since 1974.
Oh, ethanol.
Quoting one expert in 74,
why?
You had rallies like this.
Because I don't trust it.
If it's going up, don't complain.
I don't trust it.
Listen to this. In 74, you had rallies like this, and people thought it was a big head fake, just like you're saying. But
put your rally cap on. Everybody put your rally cap on now.
Should I get back in?
Put your baseball hat back on. Yeah, you should get back
in. I might get back. I'm going to make the call this afternoon.
I never got out.
This expert says it was real. Fox News says the feds have arrested a couple of Al-Qaeda suspects in Denver. Officials say the suspects had documents about poisoning U.S. water supplies. The feds seized two computers from what they describe as couriers. The FBI has no further comment.
Good.
Police in Los Angeles have arrested a suspect in the bomb scare yesterday at the L.A. Times newspaper building. The building, the streets around it, were evacuated for more than an hour last night. The man was carrying a backpack, which he said was holding a bomb. Police say the backpack contained no bomb, just miscellaneous papers.
Was it Rediz?
Probably.
I've got a bomb. If you could bomb the New York Times, would you?
They haven't released the man's name, but they say he was not an employee of the paper, so it could have been read.
Ooh.
Mike Myers said Goldmember would be his last Austin Powers movie. But you can't argue with the numbers. The latest Austin Powers movie has just broken the record for the biggest opening ever for a comedy.
He left Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, stop it.
Okay. Sorry.
Is he a Jew?
No. But they control show business.
Rick Dees?
No, Myers.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Rob. Myers? I don't think so.
I'm not saying that.
Because as soon as Buzz said, there would not be another sequel,
right.
Rob gave me the secret sign.
Yes.
You know that?
Yeah.
Here's why I think there will be a sequel.
Right.
That they didn't end it.
Right.
On an ending, they gave you an ending that leads to
the next chapter. Which is Scott Evil being the star.
Yeah.
And you could actually do the sequel without Mike Myers.
The movie raked in about $73 million in its first 3 days, nearly $77 million if you count the Thursday night sneak previews. Rush Hour 2 held the previous record, but Goldmember is also the biggest July opening ever and the fifth biggest three-day opening of all time, and the movie does, in fact, leave open the possibility of a sequel.
There's the dumbest movie trailer last night. You guys saw it with us.
Yes.
I swear to God, I've never seen a more stupid premise
What is it?
It's Jackie Chan in this tuxedo.
The movie is called The Tuxedo.
Right. What a stupid ass movie.
I hope they don't make a nickel. As soon as he puts the tuxedo on, he gets like superpowers.
Yeah. Yep. You know, so hey, you're always wearing the tuxedo. Duh.
Britney Spears is not so hot south of the border.
She was a whore.
In Mexico City Sunday, she ended her world tour with just four songs.
In old Mexico City.
Sounding a bit like Eva Perón, she said to the crowd, "I'm sorry, Mexico, I love you, goodbye."
The crowd jeered her and chanted, fraud, fraud.
Oh, Brittany, Brittany.
That's gone.
What?
Yeah, not gone. No, you can't say that.
That won't see the light of day.
I'm sorry.
I wish you could, but it won't.
Your Uzi Pay smells. Now get out of here. People let me hear you go.
The Mexico visit started badly when Brittany flipped the finger at a photographer while she was leaving the airport.
I can't believe I said that.
Wow.
I said your pee smells.
Right.
Your P.U.
Yeah. Room
white. Right. Goodbye, Brittany.
Hold, right. Hold on there, please.
Good
We will be right back.
The Gringo is right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the machine.
Machine having a problem?
It's the machine.
It's not the tape?
It's the machine, Robbie.
Machine fantastico.
That's good. It's because the machine. It's not the tape.
It's the heat. It's not the heat, Buzz. It's the humidity.
Okay, come on. Let's...
That heat index.
God damn it. I hate leaving on a less than perfect note.
Come on, baby. Let the good times roll.
Put the tape recue.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
What did you do, put this on a one-minute cart?
No, I think I put it on a 40 twice, so it shouldn't take any more than 20 seconds.
Well, God damn it.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Seems long.
It's not recueing.
You can't bring me up here with the United States Congressman.
God damn it.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Oh, now, come on, this is ridiculous.
Maybe the card is broken.
The track
is ridiculous.
My God, we're doing a radio show.
Ridiculous.
Let's say that on the air.
Yeah, see, nothing's happened.
Britney Spears has a smell.
It's pretty burnt up.
It's burnt up?
Yeah.
You know what, that's just going to burn it more. Let me see if I can't loosen it up.
I can loosen it up. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're experiencing some technical difficulties behind the scenes. Rob is now trying to, as you heard him, loosen the card up.
He's trying to loosen it up with a paper clip.
Well, I have nothing else.
Yes.
Have you no tools? Radio stations, this one's no razor blades.
You know, screw it.
Yeah. We might as well get right back to Buzz now.
Hold on. Got to be something somewhere.
There's got to be something here. I know you're finicky that way.
Hold on.
Hold on. He's wandering around the studio right now trying to find something so that we can rejoin the show properly.
Yes.
Something good.
Properly.
Hold on. Properly.
Properly.
All right. Here you go.
He's got something.
All right. I got you, Joe.
Let's see how this sounds.
Joe, give me the green card again.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sharon Osbourne. You're listening to Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94WYSP.
One cartridge tripped the other cartridge.
Jesus.
Was tripped the other cartridge.
Jesus Christ.
All right. God damn it.
What do you think?
Hold on, Buzz.
All right. One more time.
He's going to try it again.
Take another run at it.
Joe, I would just have it standing by, but I'd get the green card ready to go. Just have it standing by, Joe. Don't do it yet, but just stand by. We're trying to find another one of those WYSP greetings. I would appreciate Steven Tyler if you had it.
Jesus effing Christ, you're reading my mind.
All right, here we go.
Okay, green cart.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
C-Rock Station.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you're listening to 94WYFP.
The Don and Mike Show.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Sharon Osbourne.
Hi, Sharon.
You're listening to the rock station 94WYSP.
Good luck with it happening.
And now, here's fun.
In sports, all but one misdemeanor charge against Allen Iverson have been dropped.
Yep.
And finally, the average 3-year-old weighs about 33 pounds. 3-year-old Jared Ostrander of Jackson, Michigan, weighed 120 pounds.
Oh, my God.
A baby?
Yeah, 3 years old.
3 years old?
Get in my belly.
You're so cute.
The good news is he's lost 50 pounds since being taken away from his mother and placed in a foster home.
I got a crap.
He could go back to his mother if only she would learn her lesson. Officials say she brought a bag of McDonald's food to the boy during a supervised visit as a snack.
Oh, they
say she brought him Taco Bell when he was in the hospital and brought him candy for an appearance in family court. Officials say Jared's mom uses food to appease her son, quoting her, I was doing something wrong, but I'm really not sure what. I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike
Show. Thank you, Buzz. No.
You're listening to Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94WYSP.
All right, thank you, everybody.
What is happening? My God.
Karen Osborne tape is just something out of the trips. The next day.
Causing much pandemonium.
Damn. I enjoy it.
Pandemonium in the studio.
Hi, this is Sharon Osborne. You're listening to the Rock Station 94WYSP.
Right, okay. Good day to you, sir.
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 And, can you?
Oh, you know I can.
All right, go read a good book.
See you at the bell.
And we'll see you tomorrow. To the loo.
We meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.